This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. Restaurants lost more than $3 billion and tens of thousands of jobs in the state last year. Colorado Restaurant Association spokeswoman Sonia Riggs says mom and pop restaurants were hit hardest by the pandemic.
We've seen in some cases, quick service restaurants and pizza delivery companies tell us that they actually have done better year over year. But it's those gems that are the local places that people have put their blood, sweat, and tears in for many years that have suffered the most.
Riggs told Colorado Matters that restaurants need to get back to 100% capacity before they can begin to recover. The TSA is hiring 150 security officers at the Denver airport. Colorado Security Director Larry Now says TSA is expecting more travelers through DIA this summer despite COVID-19.
Our volumes have returned from pre-pandemic, and we found ourselves with a need to immediately hire new employees for screening operations.
TSA is holding a job fair today and tomorrow at the Crown Plaza Denver Airport Hotel. The Ute Mountain Ute Reservation has begun a major expansion of its health clinic. The Durango Herald reports the $3 million federally funded project will add an Indian Health Services building with dental facilities. Tribal leaders say the expansion will help doctors care for people suffering from long-term effects of the coronavirus. 71 degrees in Denver, it's 80 in Pueblo. This is CPR and KRCC.